rejoicing down here, but let me tell you something. This will never be the same again.
Amen.
So when we get to heaven,
blessed be.
I know we can feel it down here.
Yeah.
But when we see it up there,
Amen.
That never stops running through my mind.
Praise the Lord.
It's the sweetest feeling, Brother Johnny, I think I ever felt in my life.
Amen.
Get warm.
Bless him all. Bless
him all. Bless him all. If you ain't gonna feel like that, there's nothing going on in your life. But you know what? Ever since that day, he was tugging at my heart.
Bless him all.
I've never felt the same.
Amen.
As I felt that same love ever since the day I got saved. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank
you, Lord. Well, I'm telling you right now, tonight, I can intend on doing both, but I'm telling you what, I'm not here to lie to you. I'm not here to tell you no story. I'm here to tell you the truth, and only the truth that comes in the Word of God.
Amen.
Woo, that's telling us out about, because tonight you're going to get to hear the truth. I'm going to be in Revelation chapter 22, last chapter of that book. Can't go to 23, come back there. Verse 6.
How could we not do you? We need you, Lord.
I'm telling you what. You've been missing about the Lord coming back.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Well, this is the slow start like that, because you know what? He is coming back.
He is. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? He says he's coming as a thief in the night, but you know what? He didn't say he's going to come and rob you, but I'm going to tell you something right now, my children. Woo! Love the Lord. He's going to come when we don't expect it.
Hey.
So don't say I'm going to get saved during the daytime.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It ain't going to do you any good.
Hey.
You know why? Because he can come back any second right now, any day, because he said so.
Hey.
He came as a thief. He didn't say he's going to come back, see?
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
He didn't say he's going to come at 2:15.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! But he said he's going to come like a thief in the night.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! That's real. God is good.
Amen.
It's good to see that we're praising God in Tennessee. It's good to see they're praising God in Kentucky.
Amen.
It's good to see they're praising God in Indiana.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, once we get the revival going down deep in our hearts, we'll never stop feeling that fire again.
Amen.
Because the only one that can get rid of the fire is you.
Amen.
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 I don't see why he's going to get rid of it, because once it gets a stirring up,
hey.
You can boil something for so long, but you know what? It keeps getting higher and higher and higher until it reaches its point.
Hey.
And I'm going to tell you right now, friends, once it reaches its point, I want my cup overflowing.
Hey.
We got something to shout about. I was preaching in Indiana. I began to work and say, He said, and a fellow came to me after service and said, maybe next time I can give you a microphone so you ain't got to scream so loud. I said, let me tell you something, brother. I got something to shout about. Because he went to the cross, he died for me. He went to the truth. He rose up on the third day. And when he came out of that tomb, was they silent? No. I think they were saying, holy. I'll tell you right now, brother. Woo. I want to shout like he came out of that tomb. We ain't serving a dead God. We ain't serving a false God. But we're serving a living God. In verse 6, glory to God. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew on his servants The thing which must shortly be done, behold, I come quick.
Amen.
Well, ain't that confirmation up there?
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus said it. Amen.
Amen.
There wasn't no other fellow that said it.
Amen.
But Peter ain't coming back.
That's right. Amen. That's it, boy.
Woo!
Amen.
He ain't. Nope. Matthew or John ain't coming back.
Right.
But our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And I long to see his face today, brother John. Because I don't know what my eyes can take.
Amen.
Because the tears just kept flowing.
Bless him.
Woo! Because I know how sweet it is inside it. How sweet will it be?
Amen.
Can you imagine what that woman felt when she wrestled up and grabbed the hem of his garment?
Amen.
Woo! Wouldn't that be something, brother?
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Just to reach out and be able to touch him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Woo! Amen.
Like the song said, reach out and touch the Lord.
Yeah.
As he goes by.
Amen.
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 I'm telling you, he's still in the healing business, too.
I love it. Yes, he
Woo! I believe tonight that we serve the most awesome God there is.
That's right.
I'm right. Old, it doesn't matter.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, I'm only 20 years old. But I'm glad I feel the fight.
Hey!
I'm glad I feel burned.
Yeah.
How deep inside my soul.
Hey!
When you start feeling something, you'll never feel the same again.
Amen.
But you know what?
Hey,
it's not like it is. I mean, it's good to come here.
Bless him all.
Amen. When I head back to Indiana, that's the deadest place I ever seen in my life. And I just want to be honest with you. It's not like it is down here. A lot of people don't care. I'm telling you right now. When he comes back after his church, he said, I'm coming back after my church. But you know what? Without Father believing. That's where it's at, my friend. If you got a little bit of blemishes or some dust on your feet, well, the Bible says, take the dust off.
Amen.
Yeah.
Some of us have too much dust on our feet.
Amen.
We need to take these old shoes off and start signing. I'm signing up today. Woo! You might hear me say a little thing from songs or whatever, but I'm glad I took off the old coat and I put on the new shirt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! I'm glad you mentioned some of my family, brother.
Ooh,
it touches my heart. Well, I know something. There's a bad side and a good side. There's a heaven, there's a hell.
Right on, brother.
It's your choice.
Amen.
That's
I don't want to hear nothing about saying, oh, I'm a good old Christian. Okay? You're a Christian. You can say it, can you live it?
Amen.
So many of us want to go to church on Sunday night and Wednesday pick up their little Jesus belt and throw it around your waist and say, hallelujah, I'm a Christian. But I'll tell you what, you better wear that belt Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I'm telling you, I thought you say it
earlier.
If you want to get a little bit closer with Jesus, you won't have to be a sinner to get down on the altar. I don't know where people get that, but I don't know. But I think they'll try to place that little stumbling block right there. But you know what? That's just a small one.
Amen.
Because we can just kick that little rock around all day, sister. Woo! When you talk to God, you better be sincere with God.
Amen.
God wants a willing vessel.
Yes, amen.
If you ain't willing, don't even try.
Amen.
What happened? In Matthew chapter 4. I'm telling you what. He tried to tempt the Lord. The devil tried to tempt the Lord. I believe him right in him, brother. But he always came back. I think we talked about this once before. On the phone. But the Lord always came back with the word.
Amen.
If some of us would live this a little bit more, we might be doing all right.
Amen.
Amen. But I don't want to hear no more about, oh, I'm sorry, brother. I got my toes hurting. I can't go to church today. Can't walk out to the car. Oh, well, I say to you, that's all right, brother. I'll come over and I'll pick you up. And with my hand, I'll set you in my vehicle and ride you down to the church house. But you know what they probably say? I'm on my way now.
Woo!
Amen.
Woo!
Well, glory.
Amen.
He's the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. When he says he's coming back, he means, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of his book. We got a high word in our heart. Woo, well, glory. Woo, because when we come back, there comes a time in these days that this book is not going to be around.
Blessing, Lord.
Amen. It ain't going to be here. The church doors is going to be locked. When he comes out of the eastern sky, we better talk now to our loved ones that's loyal. Once they start running, and they come up to the church door, I'm telling you what, it's not going to do them any good. But God gave you a mouth.
Amen.
Use it.
Amen.
Because I believe someone was meeting you talking at the restaurant. And I always love to bring up that scripture. What comes out of the mouth comes from the abundance of the heart.
Amen.
That's where that little saying needs to be thrown away, saying, oh, the devil made me say it. Well, that's just a lie from hell.
Amen.
Oh, the devil made me say it. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, he did, or the Bible wouldn't say so.
Amen. Bless him.
I mean, it makes sense.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. If I'm lying, brother, you can set me down. I'm telling you right now, once you stray from this word and you don't hide it in your heart like you're supposed to, you might as well pour that fire out, because you ain't going to have nothing but a little bit of ashes down there. Because once the fire goes out, it sure is cold. But I want to feel that warm old feeling.
Amen.
A lot of people say that I want to feel that old-fashioned way. But you know what? There's no other way.
Amen.
Amen. Because the way then should be the way now.
Amen.
Because Israel was the Bible then.
Amen.
And it's the Bible now.
Amen.
Woo! Okay, I want to hear, because Jesus, whoever wrote the Bible, they didn't say it was a new. This King James didn't say new.
That's right.
No. It didn't say the best King James. Well, in my opinion, it is.
Amen.
That's
just
Amen.
Anyway, there's no new international to this.
Amen.
Because this what book things like Jesus does.
Amen.
Yes. The same.
That's right.
Amen.
Because you know what? Jesus don't change his mind.
That's right.
When he says something, he's going to do it.
Amen.
When he does something, he's going to perform.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
I'll tell you what, you took me to Zodiac Cave, and boy, that was the sweetest feeling I've ever felt. That's just like when Jesus came into my life. Woo! Because you know what? The Lord dwells in that place.
Amen.
Brother.
Yes,
woo!
Right.
He sure does.
Yes, he does.
Man, I tell you, if you don't feel that sweet feeling, woo,
you
ain't felt nothing at all.
Amen.
Woo, her cousin, he's a new Christian. He just got saved not long ago.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Woo. Well, I was driving him to take his son home. And he said, I don't know, Kenny. I said, don't know what? He said, I wait for something, but it just doesn't come. I said, you know what, Josh? That's his name. I said, we all need to be a Lord like that little boy standing out on the hill fighting his kite. And his mama comes out and said, how do you know that kite's up there, boy? You can't see it. He said, mama, I can feel the kite.
Hey.
I can feel it. Bless Lord. I can feel the kite.
Hey.
I've felt the kite ever since today. I came to the Lord and I don't want to stop feeling it. Oh, and you know what? When the devil stops messing with you, that's when you need to start praying.
Amen.
Because he's got you.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to feel that tug every day. I want to feel that urge to go and pray, pray with somebody. Because I'm telling you, there ain't one person tonight that don't have a need.
That's right.
Great one tonight that ain't got a need. Whether it's one of your family members, or it's you or whatever, I know it hurts to see your family members lost.
Amen.
I got a brother that's lost. He's gone alcoholic. Even though he stays drunk most of the time, I still like to go and when he enters the door for me. And I say, brother, Jesus loves you. He died for you just the same he did for me.
Amen.
Once we lost the love of Jesus Christ, we've lost it all.
Amen.
There's a heaven to gain, brother. And a hell to suffer.
Amen.
It's sweet tonight. Give the Lord a hand. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, amen, which shewed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God.
Amen.
And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy, of the prophecy, of this book, for the time is at hand.
Amen.
There's another place in the Bible where it says the time is at hand too. That ain't mentioned just one time, so don't act like that is new to you.
That's right.
Amen. If you can read your word enough, you can see it.
Amen.
Amen. Woo. It saith unto me, I'll read it again. See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and which keep the words of the saying of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of these books, the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, what is that?
Amen.
And behold, I come quickly. Amen. Who's this talking? That's Jesus, man.
Amen.
Amen. That's something we need to really be listening for.
Amen.
I see some people in churches, they got their Bibles. Once we get this damn red letter, we better listen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. We better listen to us on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yeah.
And behold, I come with you. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
The beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Amen. Amen.
He's the only God. That's bold right back.
Yeah.
There is one God and one God on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's no other book.
That's right.
Amen.
Blessing.
Well, you know, here later on it's going to talk about adding and taking away. Here in a little bit. Well, me and my wife was walking down the street the other day. And we were so happy. I get excited. We was in Dunkirk, in Indiana, small town. We go to walk down the street. All of a sudden, I see these fellas with these backpacks on. And Chelsea says, just drop her head and go like this. And they got these white shirts and their black ties on. Woo! And Chelsea said, "Oh no, Kenny, don't do it." I said, "This is my chance." Yeah. I knew what was going on because as I walked faster, they sat down on the bench. And I said, "Chelsea, just give me a second. We got the baby at the warm house." Well, I got there. He said, Do you believe? I said, "I do." Amen. I believe. He didn't think he'd run into a God-fearing Christian. I think he got a mouthful that day. But he said, "Do you know?" Mm-mm. He said, "Do you know that? Do you believe that a father and a mother," that's what he said, "should be there for their child? And they need their child." I said, "Yeah, I believe in that." He said, "Do you know that the Bible is where it gets interesting?" It's my thing up a bit, I guess. He said, "The Bible leads the Mormon book." I said, "Do you know that the Bible says..." Hold on, give me a second. I'm going to sit down a little bit. I'm going to go back. "For I testify," this is the next thing, "unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book." Right here it is. "If any man shall add unto these things,"
that's right,
"God shall add to him, unto him the plagues that are written in this book."
Amen.
"And if any man shall take away from the words of this book a prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life."
Amen.
"And out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book."
Amen.
I'll tell you, I don't want to go by these man-made laws, amen, because you might as well throw them in the garbage. They're no good for
us.
But I want to go by the law that the Lord Jesus Christ has placed here for me.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right now,
bless the Lord,
because I don't want to go by any other kind of thing, because I don't want my soul in for hell. That's just the plain truth. My tell you, if you're going by any other thing, you need to get down on your hands and knees and have a little talk with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Make it all right.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Why is it right? Because the Bible's right here.
Amen. Blessing.
"Blessed are they that do his commandments, or they that have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For with thou art dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
Right.
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things and the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bride and morning star."
Amen.
We need to go back to that first sentence. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches." We was talking about this mess falling back a lot of what we was talking about today, Brother Johnny. Bible says, "Make full proof of thy ministry."
That's right. Bless him.
Amen. Do the work of an evangelist. It doesn't mean you have to be an evangelist. But I believe it does say, go out through the highways and the hedges. To
hell.
Come in. Amen. Why don't we do that? Amen. Mm-hmm. We're too quiet. Are we shy?
Amen.
Because I believe if we're ashamed of the Lord, he's going to be ashamed of us.
Amen.
Amen.
We better get our houses in order.
Amen.
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 We better get every rotten thing out of there, brother. Because the church doesn't just stay here. This ain't the church. No. This is the church.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a good
We are the church people.
That's right.
Amen. Why don't we take the church with us every time we leave?
Amen. Blessing Lord.
We got to hold on to this book, people.
Amen.
For dear life. It doesn't matter if I'm preaching to 200 or 300 or 500. I'm going to preach the same way the Lord wants me to.
That's right. That's right.
Why? Because I'm not ashamed of my God.
That's right.
He never was ashamed of me. Nope. I always didn't do things that probably be pleasing with God. But we're all sinners. Saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen. Because amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me.
Amen.
We need to go back to, I know it's kind of a, you think it's like a kid's thing or a whatever, but they talk about John 3:16. Some of us forget that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in me should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Amen. We need to know that, people.
Amen.
We sure do. Because when He comes back, woo! I'm going to be staying right here. I'm going to be lifted up.
Amen.
And I'm going to go home. To live in green pasture, where the milk and honey flow, where it's so sweet in that land.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, I'd rather go to a living heaven. Woo! Where everything is living. And we'll never more die. We'll all be as one.
Amen.
We'll all be as one when we get up there. But a lot of us want to say, when I get home, I want to say hi to Mama or Daddy. But I know what Daddy's doing up there right now because he's going to do the same thing I'd be doing. Kneeling down at the feet of Jesus Christ, praising Him for dying for me. And I'm telling you what, when we see Him, He won't be dead.
Amen.
It's like that tomb out there. Nothing in there but a bunch of cloth.
Amen.
Amen. And that's how it's for me.
Amen. Blessings.
That's how it's forever going to be.
Amen.
Because our God is not going to die.
That's right. Amen.
I'm sorry if you think you're going to give something. That ain't going to happen with Him. I could be dead right now. Amen. But the Lord had a word.
Amen.
I don't care if I go out of here and die today. Just as long as I get to preach His word one last time.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit dwells in me.
That's right.
And it should dwell in you.
Amen.
You ought to take the Holy Spirit wherever you go. You should be proud of that. Me and my wife go somewhere, I take this book with me. You don't leave me after. Amen. It sits right there in the front of my car, which I ain't got found, but I'm going to carry it with me like this. And I sit it up there, right in the front of my car. And when I get out somewhere, it comes right with me. Why? Because it helped me through any problem and through any obstacle.
Amen.
It said if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move mountains. Well, glory to God. Woo! I'm telling you, that's a big thing.
Amen.
You need to start praying for faith. I didn't start preaching like this, but it comes by praying and fasting and seeking.
Amen.
Woo! Like the song goes, we need some old fashioned preachers.
Amen.
We need some old fashioned teachers.
That's right.
Amen. That teach us right from wrong.
Yes.
Towards the end of that song, it goes, the church will all triumph.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it
will. Woo! I believe Brother Johnny, he's a good man of God.
Amen.
He is. For a little time I've known him. He's a good man of God.
Amen.
And he lives what he stands for. Why? Because there's that fellowship that we have. And it's a brotherhood.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's the best friendship you'll ever have.
Right.
If you ain't got no friendship, I'm telling you one person that'll be your friend.
Amen.
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We need to start listening to our pastor.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I go to church too. I have to listen to somebody too.
Amen.
It's important that we have to listen.
Amen.
It doesn't know, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's been playing guitar for a long time, but you learn something new every day, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's the way it should be with this word. We
Amen.
Ought to be right in this word.
Amen.
So I guarantee you we'll see something we've never seen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Holy with this, hallelujah, with the church at home. I want you to think about this. They wrapped up our Lord and for him. And they laid him in that tomb. And he got out, right? What if you was laying there on your deathbed right now? Okay? You saying, Lord, why is this happening to me? I'm telling you right now, people, we need to clean up our houses. God doesn't need us necessarily. We need him. But here's the deal. You think of all the negative things in life. Okay? Look on the other side. Look at the positive thing. Where has the Lord brought you from?
Amen.
Where has he brought you from? Now here's the thing. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How sincere are you? How sincere do you say you are? Amen. You could say I read the Bible every day. But you don't live the Bible, it won't do no good.
Amen.
But I'm going to leave you with that. How bad do you want it? Right. You take that and share that with somebody. Brother, I thank you, brother.
Amen.
I love you. I love everybody. Here.
Bless you.